Melissa Ozerska, Think Deaf People Can't Travel the World Solo. Think again. Melissa Ozerska is a globetrotter, storyteller, advocate, and a full-on adventure lover who has been stamping her passport with purpose. As a proud deaf traveler from Estonia, Melissa has roamed far and wide, from bustling cities to remote hideaways, all while navigating the world on her own terms and in her own language. With a suitcase full of experience and a heart full of curiosity, she is here to break down barriers, challenge assumptions, and open up conversations about what it really means to travel as a deaf person. From hilarious miscommunications to surprisingly inclusive gems around the world, Melissa shares the highs, the hurdles, and everything in between. In this exclusive interview, she opens up about life on the road, how travel shapes identity, and what real accessibility should look like. Plus, she drops her go-to tips and dream destinations for deaf and hard of hearing travelers. What's the most surprising reaction you've received when people learn that you travel solo as a deaf person? One surprising thing people often learn is that being deaf doesn't stop me from being independent and confident in my travels. Many assume I need a lot of assistance or special accommodations, but I've learned to navigate the world using my own skills, from reading body language to using translation apps. The most surprising part: realizing how much flexibility I have in adapting to different environments and finding creative solutions to communication challenges. What's one destination where you felt especially welcomed as a deaf traveler? Japan, hands down. I wasn't sure what to expect, but I was blown away by how intuitive and visual everything is. People were very patient, respectful, and ready to help, which made things so much easier. Public transport was a dream: clear signage, real-time updates on screens, and no need to rely on audio announcements. Even ordering food was smooth, thanks to touchscreen menus in so many restaurants. Accessibility wasn't an afterthought, it was seamlessly integrated into daily life. Would you say travel has shaped your identity? If so, how? Absolutely. Travel has allowed me to see my deaf identity in a much broader context. Before, I saw myself mostly within the confines of my local community, but being able to interact with diverse cultures and deaf communities worldwide has broadened my sense of self. It's also helped me become more confident in advocating for accessibility, knowing that it's a global issue, not just something local. It's shown me that deafness isn't a limitation, it's an identity that connects me with a global community. Traveling helped me realize that deafness isn't a barrier to exploring the world, it's a part of who I am, and it gives me a unique perspective on every journey. We love a good lost in translation story. How do you usually navigate communication while traveling? Communication is always an adventure. I use a lot of body language, gestures, and technology to bridge the gap. I've had plenty of funny moments where I've had to use creative signs, like when I was in a small village in Asia and tried to explain that I was deaf using exaggerated miming. I couldn't find anyone who knew sign language, so I resorted to using a mixture of gestures and drawing in the dirt with a stick. Eventually, the local person brought out a whole group, and we communicated using a blend of pictures, gestures, and a little bit of English. It ended with us all laughing and high-fiving, a beautiful and hilarious moment of connection. What's your overall take on how accessible airports are for deaf travelers? Are there any that really stood out to you, either in a good or not so great way so far? In the 68 countries I've visited, I haven't experienced truly excellent accessibility in airports. While some airports have basic visual signage and a few efforts toward inclusivity, much still needs to be done. There's a significant lack of accessible help services, information in sign language, and inclusive safety protocols that would make traveling for deaf individuals much smoother. Improving safety protocols, staff training on accessibility needs, and offering more communication options would make a huge difference. Airports could greatly benefit from having staff trained in sign language or providing more interactive visual guides to enhance accessibility. Do you connect with deaf communities while traveling? Definitely. Traveling has allowed me to see that my deaf identity isn't something to be limited by or confined to one place, it's part of my entire journey. I've encountered so many deaf communities across the world, and it's been empowering to see how universal the deaf experience can be. For others, I think it challenges the perception that being deaf is an obstacle to travel. It's not an obstacle, it's a part of who I am and adds to my experience. Traveling has helped me see that deaf people can live fully independent and successful lives, despite the challenges the world sometimes places before us. If you could recommend accessibility features for all accommodations to implement, what would they be? I would love to see every accommodation include visual fire alarms, doorbells and emergency notifications. It's a simple yet crucial feature that ensures safety for deaf guests. Also, it would be great to see more options for video relay services or captioning in rooms to help with communication. These small changes can have a huge impact on making accommodations more inclusive and accessible. What apps, tools, or hacks do you swear by for making travel smoother as a deaf person? Google Translate is my go-to. It's not perfect, but it gets the job done when I need to translate text quickly. For navigation, Maps.me is a lifesaver, especially since it works offline. I also always keep pre-written notes in different languages on my phone to explain that I'm deaf if needed. And when possible, I try to connect with local deaf communities before I arrive to get tips on accessibility and sign language in the region. Have you ever had a moment on your travels where being deaf actually gave you a unique advantage or perspective? Being deaf has given me the advantage of heightened observation skills. Without the constant background noise, I'm more attuned to visual cues, body language, and the environment around me. I've often been able to pick up on things others might miss, like subtle changes in the behavior of the people I'm interacting with, which helps me understand situations better. It's also made me more resilient and creative in finding solutions when faced with communication challenges. What does real accessibility look like to you? Real accessibility means that every part of the travel experience is inclusive from the moment you book your trip to when you check out. The ultimate deaf-friendly travel experience would include clear visual signs everywhere, easy-to-read materials, captioned videos, and sign language interpreters when needed. It would also have technology that helps bridge communication gaps, like real-time captioning, and provide options for deaf travelers to connect with local deaf communities. It's about making every step of the journey easy and enjoyable. It's not always easy, but it's worth it. We deserve to see the world just like everyone else, and with the right tools and mindset, we can make it happen. My goal is to break down barriers and show others that travel isn't just a privilege, it's a right. I want to live in a world where being deaf doesn't limit your opportunities, whether that's in travel, work, or anything else. Destinations I highly recommend. I really loved traveling in Guatemala and Mexico. People there are very welcoming, and the vibes were just amazing. I also love Japan. It's such a unique place with a great sense of respect and kindness. In Europe, I especially love the Mediterranean countries like Italy, Greece, Portugal, and Spain. People there are so open and welcoming. Right now, I'm traveling in South America and absolutely loving it. So far, I've been to Brazil, Uruguay, Paraguay, and Argentina, and I'm just starting to explore Chile. The food is fantastic, the nature is amazing, and the culture is so vibrant. It's incredible how each country feels different yet equally captivating. I can't wait to discover more. If you'd like to follow along, check out my journey on Instagram at Melissa Ozerska. An experience that went the extra mile normally, When I travel, I stay in hostels because I want to meet fellow travelers. It's not always easy to find hostels that are equipped with accessibility solutions for deaf travelers. However, especially in Central America, I've had some truly heartwarming experiences. The staff, volunteers, and other people in the hostels went out of their way to make me feel included in group activities, parties, and games. Some even learned the International Sign Language alphabet in just 1 hour to communicate with me. Deaf people love to connect, we are curious, open, and social. The traveling community has shown that with a little effort, anyone can make us feel included. Recently, I set a goal to visit Antarctica, but many tour companies rejected me due to my deafness. One even suggested I sit at the front to lip read, which isn't a real solution. After much persistence, I found a company that was willing to make the trip accessible by providing safety protocols and briefings in advance, offering Wi-Fi, and setting up a WhatsApp group for communication. This shows that with the right effort, accessibility can be achieved. One of my most unforgettable experiences was the Patagonia Ice Hiking Bigfoot Tour. The guides and the team really went the extra mile to communicate with me, using body language, writing, and other methods to ensure I never felt isolated. It was an amazing experience, and I would love to return. The guides and the entire team were fantastic. Melissa's top travel tips for deaf or hard of hearing travelers. Use your phone for communication. Apps can be a lifesaver, and many businesses are more than willing to communicate via text if needed. I always make sure to download translation apps before my trip, and they often help when I can't use sign language. Always have a backup plan for communication. Bring a translation app, or a phrase book if you're traveling to a place with a different language. I also make sure to have key phrases pre-written in the local language on my phone in case the app doesn't cover everything. Don't hesitate to ask for what you need. Most people are happy to help when they understand your needs. I always explain my situation up front so that I don't have to face any surprises later on. Whether it's needing visual cues for an announcement or getting a captioned video, don't be afraid to ask. Travel with confidence. Even though it might seem intimidating at first, traveling as a deaf person can be an incredibly empowering experience. The more confident you are about your needs, the more likely people are to help you. Inform the tour or any place that you are deaf. If you're taking part in any tours or activities, let them know in advance that you're deaf. This helps them prepare and find solutions for you ahead of time, such as arranging for a sign language interpreter or offering visual alternatives to audio-based information. It's always better to be upfront than to mention it too late and face avoidable challenges.